Okay. Then recently on the internet was published the story. I don't remember it exactly, but I just had a quick look at it. But I know this story because I was told it when I was in Ireland. Ireland, until recently, was a very strongly Catholic country. So some 25 or 30 years ago, in Ireland, one young man and woman, brother and sister, they joined our Hare Krishna movement. Probably more than 30 years ago, both of them. And their mother was very concerned because she thought, oh, they're supposed to be Catholics. If they become Catholics, then if they go away from being Catholics, then they may go to hell or whatever. So she lived in a small town in Ireland. And as was very common, and it's still very common actually, you'll find that in Ireland there are flights to all, well, especially to Lourdes. It's a Catholic pilgrimage place in France, and some other place, Fatima. So it's a common thing that Irish people go to places in Europe which are holy places connected with the Virgin Mary. Just like we have holy places in India. Tirupati is very close to here. And there are so many all over India. So, this woman, she was very concerned that her children had joined the Hare Krishna movement. Now, one day, what happened, some woman from that town who didn't know her, but she had been to, I can't remember which place it was, maybe it was Rome, it was a place of the Virgin Mary. And when she was there, so we're told, Mary spoke to her and said, when you go home, you find out this woman and tell her from me that don't worry, your children are in the right place. They're doing very good. So when she went back to her town, she found out that woman. She asked, who is this? Does anyone know? She found out and said, I just went to Fatima or whatever it was, and Mary told me to tell this to you. She didn't know, it's just your children in the right place. She didn't know who that woman was, that her children had joined the Hare Krishna movement, but then that woman became convinced. And actually her son and daughter are two of the most amazing devotees in our whole movement up to the present time. Their service is, dedication is legendary. So this came on the internet, but I didn't read the article, but it's that came up on the internet about this. But seems to be that there's in this article, then they're recommending that you can pray to the Virgin Mary. Devotees, is such a method of prayer to attain Krishna consciousness valid from the Shastric viewpoint? Well, just recently in Sri Rangam, I spoke about how the material energy, Durga, she manifests as the mother principle or the goddess principle in various forms. And we can understand that the worship of Mary in Catholic Christianity, it's not there in Protestant Christianity. Probably in Orthodox Christianity is, but it's very much promoted in Catholic Christianity. So that we can understand, that is a manifestation of what here in Tamil Nadu you would call Amman. And just like so many Hindus, maybe more than Christians, in Tamil Nadu they go to the church of Our Lady of Velankanni. Velankanni. Because they see, well, I don't know what they think exactly, but they understand that the supreme power is acting through this goddess. So for coming to Krishna consciousness, it may be someone, they're raised as a devotee of Shiva, they pray to Shiva, please help me to find the highest truth, and Shiva points them toward Krishna. It may be. But having come to this line, we should worship Krishna and his pure devotees exclusively in the way that is given by our acharyas. It may be, especially in the Western world, we see some devotees, they, even after coming to Krishna consciousness, they're attached to worshipping Jesus. They may keep on their altar at home a picture of Jesus also. And there's no harm in that. But it's not something particularly that we promote. One reason is that the teachings of Jesus as they're generally understood in this world, they're apparently contradictory to what we receive in our Vaishnava principle. For instance, they say if you don't worship Jesus, you go to hell forever, which is one main reason why I left my Christian background, because I couldn't imagine that God would be so harsh as to send us to hell forever. So it's better to not try to mix up the two systems. But if someone has some attachment there also, we won't force it. It's not that it's totally against the Vaishnava principle, because after all, Jesus, he also taught to love God with all your heart and soul. But gradually, as one comes to realize the super excellence of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the deeper understanding of spiritual science as given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, devotees may come to understand that although we should respect Lord Jesus, but it's not necessary to go through him or Virgin Mary or whatever for our spiritual advancement. And we shouldn't particularly encourage that. Can we equate such prayers as the prayers of the gopis to the demigoddess Katyayani to attain Lord Krishna? Yeah, that's described in the Bhagavatam that the gopis, some of the gopis of Vrindavan, they supplicated goddess Katyayani for attaining Krishna. But it is specifically described in the Acharya's commentaries that that Katyayani was not the material Durga, but she was the internal potency of Krishna. So in general, we don't encourage demigod worship. No. That is a distraction in Krishna consciousness. We go through the Acharya Parampara, Sarvadeva Maya Guru, the gurus who directly present Krishna consciousness. They are the representative of all the demigods. So we don't encourage demigod worship because it's all mixed. Demigod worship as manifested in this world is all mixed up with material desires, and the worshippers of the demigods, they don't have a clear understanding that Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Asa Bhritya, Krishna is supreme, all others are his servants. So we can best worship Krishna by doing so directly. Directly means through the Acharya Parampara. And as far as worshipping demigods is concerned, Yathātaror Mūla Nishechenena Tripyanti Yatskandha Bhujo Prashaka Pranopaharach cha yatendriyanam tathaiva sarvahanam Achyuteja. Just as by supplying water to the root of a tree, the leaves, twigs, fruits, flowers, and branches of the tree are all nourished. And just as by supplying food to the stomach, all the bodily limbs are nourished. So in the same way, if we worship Krishna, then all other kinds of worship are automatically fulfilled. There's no need to worship various demigods or Virgin Mary or whatever. No need, and also it won't have the same effect. If we try to put food in our ear, the ear will not be nourished, nor will any part of our body be nourished. We might actually cause some harm to the ear. We might have some malfunction by doing that. Okay.